Hello, Doctor. Thank you so much for seeing me outside of your usual session time. Oh, that's so perceptive of you that you think something's wrong. It isn't just about last session. Oh, but you better believe that was a tipping point. You know, I came to you because you were highly recommended by an acquaintance. Believe me, I'm going to be handling them next. But I was in a rough space and they raved how great you were. Should have done my research. I usually do my own research. No. For once in my life, I just went in blind. Trusted them. Trusted you. I came to you with fancy degrees in the wall right above your head. You seem so kind, so insightful, so wise. Wow. For someone so relatively young. And I poured my heart out to you. I wanted to do the work, you know? Try to figure out why my life was circling the drain for the past year. You were my first therapist, so I just had to accept things as they were. That's what I thought. You warned me, too, that the first sessions were going to be discombobulating as we began exploring what was beneath the surface. I used to walk around the park in days that first month or two. I found a spot near the ducks, and on particular heavy days, I just sit on the rocks and cry. I know you know so much about me because I just tell you, and you sit there taking notes very much like you are doing now and look up at me peering over your glasses. And those even are those even real? Or do you just do that to look smarter than you are? You know, when I'd sit there and talk about my struggles, my demons, my problems, I'd zone out just looking at your degrees. I know your full name by heart. I know the name of each and every one of those colleges and universities and certificates you have there. Each and every one. I know you also warned me that your methods were unusual. Considered radical, even in the most progressive circles. And like a fool, I didn't think twice. I thought I was so broken that I need all the help I could get. Is that how you do it? You've got a good eye for poor, broken women. Play this long con? Play the long game? Oh, what con are you playing at? Last session, when we were discussing, you know, and you had me stretch out on the couch, and, oh, that's hardly an excuse. I mean, sure, I said it was okay, and that I trusted you, you know, what you made me do, you know. No, I'm not going to say it. This entire thing has been led to this. This incredibly vile thing. You're supposed to be a healer. You're supposed to help me fix myself. So you just, what? Get women to do these things so you can just get your rocks off? Is that it? Oops. No, you listen to me. I looked up those schools, you know. The ones I don't recognize did some digging. Huh? Radical therapeutic practices? Yeah, I read up on some of those. And that crackpot of a professor that got chased out of UCLA and formed that cult. That same cult that behind that bullshit organization of your doctorate and two of your certificates. Oh yeah, well, you look at that. Finally, something that makes you shut up and put down that notebook. I want my money back from each session, every single penny. I want you to take out my files. I want you to see you shred them. Then within 2 months, I want to see you quietly shut down your practice. Fuck off somewhere else. I don't care where. But you will not be allowed to practice here in your midtown office. You do that, or I'm filing an official complaint with the ACA, the IAOTH, the ABC, WSW, and whatever other acronyms there are that give you any kind of legitimacy. Then I'm going to go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, spread your name far and wide, warning every woman of what you got up to in this upscale hellhole. Do you understand me? I will ruin you. Why? Are you kidding me? After what you made me do? What you made me say? I mean, besides, you're not even a real doctor. You're barely a counselor. Yeah, look at you. Take off those stupid gloves. Playtime is over. You don't get to pretend to be so smart anymore. So, I'll accept a check. But PayPal is also fine. Go on. Let's just get this going. What do you mean, no? Didn't you hear me? I mean it, asshole. You know enough about me to know I do not mess around. That I am no one to dick around with. Why should I get up and take a close look at your degrees from Stanford? What are you talking about? Wait. What pinhole? Oh shit. You reprehensible fucking monster. You hit a camera in there? How dare you? I'm going to tear you apart with my bare fucking hand. I'm going to shove that degree down your throat. Oh, you wait until I'm through with you. You're going to be in jail before the end of the week. I swear to fucking God. Who the fuck are you talking to like that? You pathetic little man? Is this their way that you get to touch a woman? Is that the only way? Pathetic. How did you get my husband's work email? Oh my God. That's my sister's. My best friend's. Wait. No. Yes. Okay. I recognize them all, okay? I get it. Look, let's just calm down, okay? Things got a bit heated. We just gotta calm down. Just calm down. I mean, okay, sure. I got heated, sure, but you can't just send over video files to them. You'd be ruining your own career. I mean, that's wildly illegal, and you can't just leak those things to people. I mean, I get it. Mutually assured destruction, I promise you I get it. Okay, look. Let's just forget about this, okay? I mean, let's just call it even. I don't even worry about the money, okay? I'll even pay for this session, and that will be it. I promise. I could PayPal you now, yeah, and we'll be all set. You'll never see me again. I'll never see you again. I'll never even mention your name again, okay? That isn't what you want? You want to continue this session? What is wrong with you? This isn't a session. I mean, I was going to... I'm not even sure, honestly. It was just, confused, okay? No, really, that's all. Just confused. I understand now. I mean, I understand that I made a mistake in trying to sort out my our issues incorrectly. You're putting down your glasses. No, come on, Doc. This is sick. This is really sick. Let me just pay you for this time, and I can just go. Are you holding me here against my will? Are you forcing me to stay? Because that's kidnapping. Oh, I am free to go? Wait, no. I won't decide who gets my videos first. Fuck you, okay? Fuck you. Is this what they teach you at your bullshit cult, huh? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh my god, stop choking me. Jesus. Oh Jesus, you're a lunatic, an actual crazy person. Let go of my hair, you bastard. Okay, I'll say whatever you want. Just please don't hurt me. It's not a cult. It's not, okay? There, I said it. Just let go now. You tossed me. Look, let's just calm down, please, both of us, okay? I'm calm, totally calm. If you want to finish this session, we can finish the session, you know? Let's just get through this. The first question you asked me when we started this, right. What I wanted from all of this? Yes, I do remember what I said. I wanted to be a better person? Yes, I remembered your reply. I mean, yeah, I thought, okay. You said first you have to be a person? I thought that was so fucking profound for a while. And then last week... Oh, of course you would think that was progress. No, I would not like to pick up from last time. Oh, fuck you, sideways, you piece of shit. I will not do that again, you hear me? You understand? Go ahead, fuck it. Send them all to whatever you like. My husband, my sister, my parents, my job, his job, the whole world. We'll burn together. How about that? The feds will crack down on you so fast. Wait. You can just do that on your phone? Don't you have to be on a computer or something? No, you don't have to show me the video. Oh, fuck. No. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I'll stretch out on the couch just like last week, all right? Just like last week. Look, all right? I'm unbuttoning my pants. I'll get my zipper down. I'll shove my hands down. And... Okay, look, I'm rubbing my clit, just like last week, just like you, like... What? No, of course I'm not. Of course I'm not wet. What is wrong with you? I'm doing what you're asking me to do. I just have to prove. I don't have to prove anything to you, okay? Why would I be turned on right now, huh? I mean, yes, I like danger, the loss of control, but what we were talking about last week and right now, those are two separate things. Please don't ask me to do that, okay? Isn't this enough? I mean, yes, I guess I will. I guess I still want to be a better person, but how's this? How is showing you how wet my fingers are going to do that? Fine. You degenerate. I'll slide two fingers inside of myself. Because if I don't, you're going to wreck my entire life like Jesus Christ. I mean, okay, yes, this feels good, I guess. Okay, fine. I'll talk about my brother-in-law, my sister's husband. How can you just sit there and watch me like this? Just like I'm telling you about my day or what me and my coworkers are talking about in the back break room. Just staring at me over your glasses. It's creepy. This is creepy. Oh, you want me to take off my pants entirely now? Huh? Underwear too? What about my shirt, my bra? What about them? Keep them on? Gee, aren't you such a fucking gentleman? You can see my nipples poking through? I mean, like, if that's your thing? Oh, okay. I'll keep my legs open so you can see. You were right last week. It wasn't just one time that we fucked. It's like 2-3 times a year. For years. I mean, I saw him first, okay? Then my sister thought she stole him away from me. This is what you want to hear, Doc. How much I love stealing him back from my sister? How I seduced him each time. Oh, fuck. How much I love to hear him beg for me not to. How helpless he is for me. Oh, how hard it makes me come. Stuff full of his cock. Knowing this is... This would break my bitch of a sister to hear him whisper how much she needs to be inside of me. How I suck him off better than she ever could. How much sweeter my fucking pussy is than hers. Oh, and how it would destroy my husband because he always thought he was the one. Who was settling because my fucking sister was always the prettier one. Oh, fuck. I fucking show them all every time my brother-in-law dumps a hot load deep inside of me. Moans my fucking name as he shudders, trying to keep quiet. Swear he can't. He can't do this again. But... We both know. He's a fucking liar. No. I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. I'm so fucking close. How dare you? How dare you call me a whore? Yes, just like last week. How dare you? How dare you? No, I won't show you. I won't show you my fingers. I won't. Okay. Look, put the phone away. Just put it away. I'm sorry. Look. They're dripping wet. See? Please, you don't have to send anything to anyone. I'm sorry. I really am. I'll be good. I promise. I'll be good. Okay. All right. I mean, yes. What I just said does sound like what a whore would say. Yes, I guess there are also what a whore would do. Yes, I'm still really turned on, even now. Especially now. No, my husband, he's never been that talented at those kind of things. Yeah, I mean, if you want to be blunt about it, yes. Fucking. He's never been a good fuck, okay? And my brother-in-law, he's good enough, but I know it's the danger of what it means than what it is. I want to be used by him. I want to know that I am everything he's dreamed about and craves. Oh yes, I didn't realize I'd started playing with myself again. No, I'll stop. It's not like I want to. You're making me do this. I'm not lying. Oh, come on. Do you really, really need me to do that? Fine, I'll do it. I'll swing my legs down, sit up straight, spread my thighs open, and hold my pussy open with two fingers for you. Oh, fuck. I know I'm dripping all over your couch. Okay, yes, I want to. Get off, okay? Please just let me. Okay, I'll say whatever you want. You want me to spank my cunt? Whoa, like, I don't think so, buddy. I'm that sensitive. How's that going to get me off? Just try it? Are you out of your fucking mind? Oh, fine. I'll do it. Oh, fuck, that hurt. I want to be able to handle rubbing it in. I won't be able to handle rubbing it. Again? Okay, that's intense. Holy shit. Okay, I can do it one more time. Must I say that too? Please, this is hurt so bad. I'm a whore. Shame. Feels so good. Daunting. I'm so turned on right now. 10 times? And then I can come. Can't you look away? Must I keep eye contact with you as I do this? Okay, alright, I won't fucking look away. I promise. Mm-hmm. One, I'm a whore. Fuck. Two, I'm a whore. Three, I'm a whore. Please, I want to lift up my shirt. Four, I'm a whore. Please, can I pinch one of my nipples? Fuck. Five, I'm a whore. It feels so fucking good. Six, I'm a fucking whore. My pussy, my pookie is clenching every time. Seven, I'm a whore. I need something inside. Eight, I'm a whore. Your cock must be so hard. Nine, I'm a whore. I need to feel it. Oh, fuck. 10, I'm a whore. Need that hard cock inside me. Oh, fuck. I did it. I fucking did it. I need to come. Please let me come. Please, 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 please. Please, please. I really need this right now. Fuck, I need it. I need it. I need it. Oh, I need this more than anything in my life right now. Oh, I'm sorry, what was the question? What did I just do? I mean, I had an orgasm. Got myself off in front of you. I mean, I acted like a whore. And that makes me a whore. I'm a fucking whore, okay? I'm sitting in a puddle of my juices, and I wanted you to get up from your seat and push me down and fuck me, to use my slit the way it should be used. I'll beg for your cum anywhere, shoot all over my face. I lift up my shirt so you could come all over my tits, and I'd go home smelling like a spunk, and I know that I'd have to get myself off again in the shower thinking about you pounding me until I could barely walk. Is that what you want too? I could see it in the corner of your eyes as you watched me get off in front of you. You can't tell me your cock didn't twitch. Isn't it hard right now? Use it. I'll be more than a whore for you. I'll be your fucking cum slut. I'll suck you off until your cum in my mouth swallow every last drop. That's it? We're done? Oh, yes, I guess we're still on for our usual time and day. Let me just put back on my pants. God, I left such a mess on your couch. I could just clean it up quickly. Do you want me to use my mouth? Yes, doctor, yes, I'll do it. And think about what it means to be a whore. What it means to not be a person. Not yet. I want to be a person. A better person.